From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Mo the chimp is missing. It's been more than 2 weeks since the 42-year-old chimpanzee escaped from an animal preserve in California's San Bernardino National Forest. As Gloria Hillard reports, the forest may not be the friendliest place for Mo, a chimp who's lived most of his life in the suburbs.
Looking at the mountains where Mo has gone missing, you think, in some ways, it's the perfect place for a chimp. It's wild, and there's lots of trees. And then you remember the only swinging Mo ever did was on the park monkey bars near the house he grew up in.
He's always been pampered. He's given toys to play with. Now he's in a whole different environment.
Mike McCausland is a friend of Mo's owners and has been assisting with the search efforts. He says the good news is there's plenty of water and wild berries up there.
But he was used to eating a lot of human food, breakfast burritos, coffee, hot chocolate. He's missing that. And he's missing the human touch.
For most of his life, that human touch was provided by St. James and LaDonna Davis. St. James rescued the day-old chimp in 1967 after Tanzanian poachers killed its mother. The couple then raised the chimp like their own. He would be their only child. LaDonna Davis says, like any parents, they've been worried sick, but are maintaining hope.
I just hope that he's not into a position that he can't get out of. Yeah. There's a lot of snakes and things that could be dangerous to him. Mm-hmm. And he knows that not everything is good. So I don't know. If I had any inkling, it'd give me a little bit of peace.
That peace has been hard to come by over the last few years. As Mo grew older, he got into trouble. In 1999, he bit not only a neighbor, but a local police officer. Local authorities stepped in and told the Davises that Mo must be placed in a wild animal facility. They were devastated, but things were going to get worse. In 2005, while they were visiting Mo at an approved sanctuary, St. James was attacked and nearly killed by two other chimpanzees. He lost his nose, an eye, fingers, and part of his torso. He recovered, but now uses a wheelchair. Today, he is showing me pictures of Mo at home, in the kitchen, watching TV, riding in the car.
He liked to go for a car ride all the time, so he might find somebody that will give him a ride in the car, and they will see how nice he is and like him and actually want to keep him for a pet. We just would like to have him back where we can live as a family again.
No one knows how Mo escaped from his latest home at Jungle Exotics, an animal training facility for the entertainment industry. He had been a boarder at the compound for a year. It's now the staging ground for the privately funded search. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.